Hi, it's August 2nd, the day in 1968 when one of Australia's longest-serving premiers and controversial political figures, Joe Bjelke-Petersen, took the top job in Queensland. He was premier for 19 years.
Probably as much as he likes, if he does, which I naturally doubt, having known his background and previous statements.
In 1990, Iraq invaded Kuwait, sparking an international crisis and the war offensive called Desert Storm.
These are the latest pictures of the invasion to reach the West. Shot early on the morning of August the 2nd, the battle around the Emir's palace is clearly audible.
And in 2017, the late Prince Philip made his final public appearance at the age of 96 before retiring from all public engagements.
Duke of Edinburgh's last public engagement. There you are in the forecourt of Buckingham Palace. This is the Captain General's Parade.
Birthday starting with a league great, South Sydney legend Eric Sims. He's 76, the man they called the field goal king.
Field goal attempt by Sims, and it's there.
How about this? Butch Patrick, who played young Eddie in the Munsters, is 68 today.
Want to be a friend? Would you do just one thing for me?
Anything you say.
Give me a baby brother to play with.
Recently replaced Deputy Federal Leader Michael McCormick is 57.
All the Nats see that there are aspects of this which are very, very good.
Still on the pollies, former Federal Treasurer Joe Hockey is 56.
We are the best friend Australian pensioners have ever had.
The Aussie swimmer they called Madam Butterfly. Sydney gold medalist Susie O'Neill is 48.
5 to go! You're gonna do it, are you? Susie!
And the Aussie actor doing big things in Hollywood, Sam Worthington, is 45. He was in Clash of the Titans and the sequel.
I think if you've got a movie that's been embraced by that many people, you see how many people have seen my ugly head.
Finally, Wes Craven was also born on this day, the creator of the Nightmare on Elm Street horror series and the Scream films, died at the age of 76 in 2015.
Any future in horror never thought about it, so I was much more looking at them as art films.
Remembering Wes Craven on August 2nd.